Bonjour, welcome to the live stream edition of Cat Spade Day. Renee, James here, joined once again by the Stars Show, Mr. Renee Dupree. Renee, who have you brought today?
Well, he's a man that I've known. Shit, when did we first meet, dude? Like
15 years ago, something like that.
Was it 2008?
Yeah, probably 2008, yeah.
Or did I see you backstage at some Raws and SmackDown tapings?
Maybe. Could have been.
Fuck, who knows, right? Yeah, Greek god Papa Don. He's one of the conspiracy horsemen. Gracing us with his presence today this evening.
Thank you for the opportunity, gentlemen. Had a blast last time. Let's rock and roll and have a good time tonight.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Jameson, did you hear?
What?
35,000 pre-sold for AEW in Wembley.
Yes. Well done.
So
I have said if they sell out or near sell out, I'll never criticize AEW again. I'm a man of my word.
Yeah.
So, and they haven't even announced any matches, correct?
Right.
It's true.
Now you know how you fill up the rest of the car of the rest of that that stadium right there?
How? Yeah.
Main event. Omega and the Bucks versus Punk and FTR. That's one match, right? You get Nigel McGuinness versus Bryan Danielson. That's another match. Maybe put MJF versus the Ospreay for the title. There's another match. Those are three matches right there. You book GGP. Like you book Rene Dupree. You book Bin Hamin in the undercard. And we'll gladly take a fat payday as well.
Awesome.
You should be a booker.
That's good to make.
All right. Well, we got our first super chat. Who was the biggest jobber when you were there? Me. Next question. But yeah, man, 35,000 pre-sold already, dude.
Hell, you know, I'd even bring in for one time, since he's not under contract, Davey Boy Smith Jr. or Harry Smith, whatever you want to call him. Have him wrestle.
Yeah.
And have him wrestle someone from the Hart family. Maybe Teddy Hart or something like that. No, not someone from the Hart family. Who did Bulldog wrestle in Wembley? He wrestled Bret Hart, right?
Yeah.
I mean, what I would do, if they wanted to, you could have that Hart family fee Shawn Michaels' apprentice. So obviously, Danielson is Shawn Michaels' apprentice, like when he was training Nathan. So
yeah, I guess so.
Kind of row that back, so you've got him, and then you've got like a legit member of the Hart family. Have them go at it,
or have him wrestle Warlord or whatever guy's name is for the TNT strap.
Oh yeah,
that'd be a
Hold
good.
Hold on
big
a
man.
Second. Is Brett under a Legends contract with WWF?
That's a good question, because when they first introduced the AEW title, he was the guy who actually came out with the belt.
Yeah, but I think he signed the Legends deal since then.
Probably. I'm not sure, but I got no idea. I couldn't tell you.
Him showing up at Wembley would be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Rex!
Looking good, boys. Looking real good. What did you guys think of... I've been watching this, actually. Mark Henry and China's sexual harassment storyline back in 98.
I can't remember.
I don't remember. All I remember with Mark Henry is, what's her name?
Mae Young giving birth to a hand?
To a hand, yeah. New meaning to the word hand job right there.
Fuck. Every time I always think of that fucking Vince McMahon had like this, like addressing the audience. We here at the World Wrestling Federation feel that you, the fans, are tired of having your intelligence insulted. Fast forward 3 years later, a fucking 90-year-old woman's giving birth to a hand. It's like, fuck.
I think the only time they ever booked Mark Henry correct was when he gave him that title run on, it was a SmackDown when he was the World Heavyweight Champ with the WCW belt.
Yeah.
And he was just a kick-ass fucking no shit-taking, just let me kick your ass because I'm the strongest guy here. Type of wrestler, and I think that's what they should have done, but whatever. What do we know?
Question here, Renee. Great God, Papa Don, thoughts on DiBiase going to prison? The DiBiases?
Yeah.
I thought it was just Ted.
Don't drop the soap. Don't drop the soap.
So, in the state of Mississippi, like one count of fraud, if found guilty, just one, is like 10 years. He's got six.
Whew. That's a lot of years.
Amongst other shit. It's like 80 to 100 years total if he gets busted out. That's Ted DiBiase Jr.
Wow.
I actually got an email from DiBiase Senior's team saying if I start a new podcast.
Okay, say that again.
So Million Dollar Man, he's actually creating a new podcast. He's starting a new podcast.
He did?
He's starting one.
Well, he's going to have to find a way to fucking pay for his attorneys.
I know. Well, I think he's just come back now from the UK because they had like a festival on, like a meet and greet comic wrestling convention, and I think he was just over there, him and IRS.
Oh, it's Money Inc.
Yeah, you gotta write this shit.
Oh, man.
Wow. That's funny. Did
you know if they was actually going to pair IRS and the Undertaker together as a tag team? They was going to call them Death and Taxes. That was a legit. That's what they was going to do, but he didn't go with it.
That was a legit idea.
Yeah, Death and Taxes.
Not the greatest idea, but let's be fair and let's play devil's advocate here. There's been a lot shittier ideas in professional wrestling than Death and Taxes, so.
Yeah.
Would it worked? Probably not.
Are you trying to tell me the gobbledy fucking gooker was a bad idea?
No, I'm not trying to say that. I mean, we did have Shockmaster, right?
Well,
that's WCW.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying in wrestling in general. We had what else we had? We had the ding dongs, right?
Ding dongs. Flying nuns.
I don't know. There's so many bad gimmicks.
Hey, we got a few Canadians on board here that I've never seen.
I'll tell you, it was the greatest tag team. Godfather and Foul Venus, Supply and Demand. Frequencies, Eliminate, and thank you. Why do you think CM Punk is still popular? Didn't UFC destroy any toughness credibility? Good question.
I don't think he's popular. He's not popular with me.
I mean, I know Punk. I've wrestled Punk a couple of times, and we've had good matches. I've had no bad outings with the individual, so I can't talk bad about him. But he knows how to capture the room. So, and he's a good talker. Maybe not the best worker. I mean, he's not a bad worker by any stretch of the imagination. He knows how to captivate an audience, and he has something about him where he walks into a room and he grabs a mic and everybody wants to hear what he has to say. So he's able to train the wrestling fans to adhere to every word. So that's talent within itself. And a lot of people don't know how to do that, you know? And, I guess that's the main factor because people want to see what he's going to say next. That pipe bomb promo really set, a precedence for his demeanor and his character and his persona overall. Cause every time he grabs the mic now, people think it's going to be the next pipe bomb. So everyone's always hanging on his next breath or his last word to see what's going to happen next. So clever, you know? So that's my take.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's fans love him. Like I'm not his biggest fan these days, but the fans do love CM Punk, so it's definitely got that going for him. Mark, hey, great God, how was it working in AEW and the backstage atmosphere?
It was fun, man. It was a good time. I've been there three times. One time during the pandemic down in Jacksonville. And the other two times was in Washington, Washington, D.C. They were there. It is a fun atmosphere to be in. When I went to WWE consistently and SmackDown and Raw, it was very walk on eggshells type of environment. Be careful what you say, this, that, the other. I didn't get that feel at all. But to be fair, also, that time in my career when I went to WWE and during the Laurinaitis era, I didn't know too many people on the roster. But when I walked into AEW, I done wrestled like 90% of the roster already, and everyone knew who I was. So it was a different feel for me. I had a great time. Every match I had, I got touted for having great matches by the agents. Anyone who saw it just told me great things about the matches. I got no negative criticism by anybody or anything. Did it lead to anything? Unfortunately not, because I'm not signed. Will I like to be signed? Sure. May it happen? I hope so. We'll see. I mean, only time can tell. All I can do is show up, make my opponent look good like I did, and do my job. Because my main goal when I get in the ring is to make my opponent look like $1 million first. And then in the meantime and in between time, I get myself over at the same time, which is a lost art. And I don't have to slap my leg to do it either. So.
Hey, dude. When's that show in for Hannibal?
Saturday. I was just about to say I'm going to be up in Ottawa Saturday wrestling Black Dynamite, Jeremy Prophet, for the Great North Wrestling Canadian Championship. So,
Okay.
And Ben's going to be on the card too. I don't know who he's working, but we're going to definitely tear it up.
Sweet. Yeah, Ottawa is a fun city, dude.
Prophet must have been champion for like 3 years now.
Who?
Prophet, he must be champion for like 3 years now, because he's had that since the pandemic, that title.
Well, here's a little spoiler alert. You're looking at the new champ right here. So.
My time is now. Hey, Renee, did you like working with Kenzo Suzuki?
Loved it.
A few people asked us if we're going to get him on, but I said he's just super busy.
Kenzo?
Yeah.
No, he's a family man now, and his wife's a politician, and he might wrestle once every 6 months just to get out of the system, whatever, or do it for a favor. But yeah, wrestling has passed him by.
Let me ask you a question there, Renee, real quick. You've wrestled a lot with Noah, and do you prefer wrestling Japanese wrestlers as opposed to other wrestlers in the UK, America, Canada?
Does it matter? Doesn't matter. I like wrestling in Japan just because the professionalism, right?
Hey, bro, next time you want to go and you need a tag team partner, I'll go with you, man. I'm dying to go to Japan. I was supposed to go 3 times, and all three times, last second, fell through.
Really? No, my Japanese days, I did it for 15 years, dude. I'm gonna quit while I'm ahead. I'm good.
Thunderstorm, thank you. Renee, during your time in WWE, were there any wrestlers or backstage employees, inside sources, leaking stuff to people like Meltzer? Paul Heyman.
Huh?
Paul Heyman.
Oh, 100%. But didn't fucking Brooklyn Brawler get caught doing that?
Did he?
Yeah. That's what got him shit canned, remember?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Mike Bucci
is one.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Fuck, you know Cornette's one. Yeah. Jericho. All kinds of guys. Just to push their own agenda, right?
It was the most against it. Like, if this person heard that someone was leaking stories, would go batshit. I can imagine someone like Taker.
Taker, JBL. One time they sat me in the... It was just us three were in the locker room. And they were bringing that up, right? They wanted to know that if I... Because I was young. And like, they were older than me, but like the Hardy, like Matt Hardy,
yeah,
Jericho, all those guys were fucking, you know, marks. They were going the dirt sheets and shit, right? I can honestly say I never did that shit. I'm not trying to brag or, but I just never did that shit. I never looked myself up in the PWI Insider. Never did, you know, never read the fucking Observer. Never did that shit. I started with my dad when I was 13, 14, and I was raised like fucking super, super kayfabe. Right? I didn't know who Dave Meltzer was till 2010. I swear to God. And the only reason why is because I was working for a promoter in Ireland, and he said, "Meltzer, put you over, mate." My exact words were, "Who?" I swear to God.
My time is now. Could the Ruthless Aggression era work in 2023?
No. Hot lesbian action. That was Ruthless Aggression, right?
I came across that clip the other day.
Yeah. No.
Nope.
No.
Oh, man, the shit they used to do with the Beavis. No chance.
No. Jesus Christ, I remember when I debuted with Fifi on SmackDown, and Cena threw his nuts and hit the dog on the head. You'd have animal rights activists out the fucking picketing outside after that. Oh, yeah, you can do that shit.
Today, people just like to hear themselves complain. That's the problem. And we give them the platform to do it, and we allow them to. That's the issue.
True. Question for you, Papa Don. Any Chris Benoit stories?
Oh, yeah, actually, I do have a it's a Chris Benoit Dean Malenko story. Funny Ooh, enough.
There we go.
Yeah. Now, Benoit, Malenko, Guerrero, they're some of my favorites. Regal, Finley. I patterned myself after the way they wrestled, right? Back when I used to watch wrestling as a fan before I got in the business. And I remember I was living in Long Island at the time in another town, and my mother was a waitress in a diner, and next to the diner, there was a vitamin store. And in the vitamin store, they were selling like wrestling t-shirts. So I walk in one day and I check it out, talking to the owner. And the owner, his name is John Mayer, God rest his soul, may he rest in peace, was trained by Malenko. And he was known as Crusher Dugan. And one time they were having a house show at Nassau Coliseum. So that earlier on that day, Benoit and Malenko went there to sign autographs and do an autograph signing for John. So I went, met them, took a picture with both of them, and I asked Malenko to train me. And I'm like, look, man, I was 20 years old at the time? I'm like, not even 20, maybe. Yeah, around 20 years old. I'm like, look, I don't know anything about the wrestling business. I'm a fan. I don't know anyone in the wrestling business. I know that I like the way you work or the right way you wrestle. I want you to train me because you're one of the best. And he's like, you a school kid? I'm like, yeah, I'm in college. He goes, stay in school. And I felt like the kid from Christmas Story. You'll shoot your eye out. You know what I mean? And I'm like, all right, well, I'll graduate and get my degree in college. I'm like, but if I want to go to school, who do you recommend? I want you to train me. He goes, hey, Chris, you want to train this kid? And Chris started laughing. He goes, he doesn't know anything about the wrestling business. And he laughed even more. And then Malenko goes, look, I would. He goes, but I'm on the road and I can't. I go, then do you know anyone? Do you recommend anyone? He recommended Al Snow. He goes, well, Al Snow's on the road with WWE. He goes, or WWF at the time. He's like, other than that, he goes, I'm sorry, kid, just stay in school. So that was the initial story. Did I listen to him? I did. I graduated, got my bachelor's from college. Then I went to wrestling school. So
where'd you go?
Wrestling school wise?
Yeah.
I found a magazine in some kind of newsstand. It was a Pro Wrestling Illustrated magazine, and it's a guide to the independents. And I didn't know what the independents were, right? I only knew AWA, NWA, WWF, and ECW as they were coming up in the 90s, right? So what the hell are the independents? So I'm looking through, and I see all these companies. I'm like, holy shit. And at the time, I was trying to find the address to go to Killer Kowalski School in Boston, in Massachusetts. But I couldn't find the address because obviously the internet isn't what it is today. It was back in 98, 99. And then I saw in the magazine, Long Island Wrestling Federation, ran by Bobby Lombardi. And it was in Queens, New York. I said, oh, Queens is a lot closer than Massachusetts. I was living in Long Island at the time. I said, let me go check it out. So I walked in. They said, come back tonight. You'll meet Bobby. I met Bobby. Bobby's like, why do you want to be a wrestler? And I told him. And he points on the pictures on the wall. He like pictures on the wall. He's like, you see this guy right here? This motherfucker owes me money. That piece of shit stole money. This guy's a he's a cocksucker. Da, 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 da. He's going down the list. Right? So he's like, you still want to be a wrestler? I'm like, yes. So I signed the waiver. He made me sign an. He made me say an oath, like the Sopranos. You know when they burn the card. He's like, he made me sign an oath never to break kayfabe. That's how old school this guy was. And he goes, you see that guy right there? That's Homicide. I'm like, okay. He's gonna be your trainer. Okay. So Homicide since day one was my trainer, and that's where I got trained. Yeah.
Cool. Nice. Miss Dosha, thank you. Thank you for joining us last night, gentlemen. Your thoughts on Antonio Inoki?
Legend.
Yeah, absolute legend.
His retirement was the largest attended wrestling event in Japan ever. And I don't think it'll ever be broken.
Probably not.
How many people was it?
70,000.
Oh, wow.
That's attended, not just watched at home or whatever. I mean, that's a lot of people.
That's like live and attendance.
Yeah.
So, my time is now. Thoughts on the Simon Dean character? Do you think Big Show, Mark Henry, and other out of shape wrestlers could have worked with Simon Dean?
Simon Dean was in better shape before he got that gimmick. True.
Paired him up with Maven, didn't they?
Huh?
They paired Maven up with him.
I can't remember.
Neither can
he was like a taker of the, like he spoke about on the show, he was like, I don't know, someone who's taking the Simon system or something like that.
Yeah.
He was like the model next to him.
Yeah, no, but you can't knock Bucci's work. He was a good worker in the ring.
Great worker. Nice guy, too. So.
773 is live. Always a good day at the cafe. Saw a replay a week ago of the Cafe Dave and A, and would be cool if we got a Never Underestimate the Powers of the Cafe shirt or sticker.
Well, I'm wearing the Kiss Me Randy. I've got several of these left, so you can hop on over to the Shopify and grab yourselves one. Miss Disha got herself one. It's fun for the whole family. And now that they brought back the LWO, it's kind of like similar, right? By the way, do you have the Patreon link?
I'll get it in a minute.
Okay.
Hey guys, quick question for Renee. Thoughts on Naomi going to Impact Wrestling? Do you see this as a huge miss for AEW? Renee doesn't know who she is.
Yeah, she's married. She's married to one of the twins, right?
Jimmy.
Did AEW not want her?
Don't think so.
Okay, so what's the whole story? She walked out with Sasha. They walked out together, right?
Yeah, they were tag champs at the time.
Okay, Sasha went to Japan. Did Naomi try to get into Japan too?
If she did, we didn't see her on TV.
Okay. Well, Impact, maybe they, who knows? I guarantee her husband is making bank.
Yeah.
So she might be getting a good per night deal, keep herself in shape, easy schedule. She might have friends there.
Better opportunity there. I mean, roster isn't as large as it is for AEW as well, you know?
Right.
Who knows?
Yeah, I've got a great women's division. Well, knockout division anyway. But yeah. Impact has always been known for having the best women's division.
Isn't Gail Kim in charge of the division?
Yeah.
Backstage? Yeah. Well, that's why. She knows what she's doing, too.
Rex. Hey, Renee. Would you consider having a career in Mexico? What's your view on the style in Mexico?
No. I'd go there for, like, an angle, but as far as, like, having a career there like I had in Japan, no.
Too dangerous. Simple as that.
Too dangerous and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Papa Dom, are you related to Adam Pearce?
No. No, no, no. But we're equally good looking. We go to the same barber. We have a fine admiration for finely trimmed facial hair. So no, we're not related. Well, we are. We know each other very well. Adam's a good dude. Great wrestler. Great heel.
Where is he from?
Yeah.
He's from the West Coast, from California.
Oh.
Actually, am I wrong? He's initially from Chicago, but he broke his bones on the West Coast a lot with Marquez when Marquez had the NWA, and he was his champion, and he actually held the title for a while and brought a lot of prestige with it. You know what I mean? He wrestled a lot of people in Mexico and all over the world. So, and he's a good worker and a good guy. So I can't.
I remember seeing that gut check challenge or whatever the fuck it was on Impact.
Yes.
And it was after he cut a promo, and then he was walking. And then as he was walking towards the camera, he looked just like Steve Austin, dude. Yeah. But the guy he was working was fucking horrible.
I'm trying to remember who it was.
He was a Mexican fellow.
Was he unsigned or was he signed?
Well, that was the whole point. The whole point was...
It was one of the unsigned ones.
Yeah, but I think the guy he wrestled got signed. And he didn't.
Yeah, I think he got... If I'm right, if it's the same one, I forgot his name. Someone in the chat would know it. I think he got arrested, like, recently or, like, a couple of years ago or something.
Really?
Yeah, what's his name now?
Arrested? No
way. Yeah, but... I don't know if it's like robbery or something. I might be wrong. What's his name now?
Can I just refer to you as GGP?
Yeah, go ahead.
GGP, a wrestler getting arrested. No fucking way, right?
Never happens. Listen, in this business, in professional wrestling, there's no way that you can fail and still progress upward in this business. Once you get arrested, you get blackballed. You get thrown to the side. Doesn't happen. Never happen.
Never happen.
Nope.
The chump. Renee, any memories from film and the live resistance Titantron video? Thoughts on the 2023 draft? While you're answering that, I'll try and get a link to the Patreon.
The Patreon, yeah. Yeah, they flew us up to New York and we spent the whole day sightseeing New York City. We looked at the... it was cool because I had never done that, right? I'd never been in New York City. So for me, like getting to see the Statue of Liberty, which the French are the ones that gifted the Americans. Did you know that, GGP?
Yes, I did. The guy who who actually came up with it has many, like two or three of them that he made. I think he had one in France, one in Italy, and the one here in the U.S.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But yep. He, I believe he calls the one in France his lady. That was his lady, and everything else was just like a copy or replica.
Mistress?
Or his mistress. Or his mistresses? I don't know. Could be. Could very well be. I mean, look, I know that fact because I saw the movie National Treasure, and they mentioned the National Treasure. So,
as far as the draft goes, I checked the ratings, dude. I don't think people are really into it because the ratings went down.
Really?
Yeah. Usually the draft is like a boost in the ratings, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, this week's Raw was down 100,000 from the previous week.
Right. Renee, I've posted the link at the bottom of the comments. Do you just want to bring that up while I get next super chat up? Please. Should be near the bottom. There we go.
Yeah, so for everyone, if you have not yet joined our Patreon, please do. For as low as $5, you can watch. Well, actually, if you want to watch the AEW, that's the $10 tier. And tomorrow, we'll be joined by GGP's fellow horse conspiracy horseman, Bin Hamim. He'll be watching the show with us tomorrow. That's the $10 tier. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
I've also just uploaded the audio version of our episode with GGP and Bin Hamim. I couldn't get the video one on there, but I got the audio one on there. So that full thing's on there. And also, if you join this week, our first top five countdown video should be out this week on the Patreon, early access. And we're counting down the top five worst WWE champions. So it'll be entertaining. lots to choose from.
The fans voted on it. We had options, the best, but they always want to go for the worst. It's the fans that choose.
Yeah, well, wrestling fans are the worst, dude. They're just as bad as Star Wars fans.
Oh, yeah, I want to have a talk. After we get through these super chats, I want to have a conversation with you about Star Wars because I want your opinion on the sequels. So, it'll be a 2-hour podcast. Rex, any stories of any drama among the referees? That's a good question, Rex.
Amongst the referees?
Yeah.
I never saw it. Not in WWF.
Man. Suppose when the WCW refs came, that was a little bit before your time. That was a couple of years before you came in. So they was probably all friends by then.
Well, everybody liked Nick Patrick.
Yeah.
But Nick Patrick was in the business for fucking ever, right? You know he was a wrestler, too?
Yep.
Who is his dad again?
Jody Hamilton's son.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, he wrestled. But, no, Little Nate was really cool. Talk about a workhorse, dude. To this day, he still sits up the ring. He's been there for over 20 years, right?
Don CHFC, 1865.
36,000 tickets sold already, man.
I don't know if I'm going to it or what. I might go with my kid brother. We'll have a look at the prices.
I heard they were as low as £30.
That's for the cheap seats. I think what I saw, I don't know if it's real.
Sounds like a Brian Dixon payday.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. Anyway, go on. Not really.
I think the front row was 1,500. Row behind that, about 750.
Oh, £1,500 for a ticket?
Yeah, front row.
Woo!
And then I think there was some at 500, and then it would go to like 200, 100, and like £30 was the cheap seats, basically. Yeah. The thing is, Wembley Stadium, the cheap seats is the cheap seats. You will not see a thing.
Well, I imagine they're going to have one of those big Titantron things, right?
Yeah, and that's the thing. I suppose a lot of people, it doesn't matter what the seat is, I think they go just for the atmosphere and the experience more than anything.
Yeah.
Kind of like Mania, because you've seen the WrestleMania tickets like up in the Evans. You can't see anything. I know they've got the big screens, but I think that's the main reason people go is just say, I'm there, and I was there with the atmosphere and the everyone else. So I might go through it. We'll see how it goes.
Who are you kidding? You're going to be there.
No, I don't watch AEW, so, but my brother does, so we'll see. Ash Nagata, were any of you older gentlemen? I'm not old. Part of the VHS tape trade. Yes, I am that old. My older brother was in college in the mid-90s at the infancy of the internet, and that's how he got involved with it. Papa Don's favorite soup.
I don't like soup, but there's a guy who used to have a restaurant here in Long Island, and he used to sponsor New York Wrestling Connection shows. He had like a bar, not a restaurant. And obviously, you know, you make, they had like bar food, like burgers and wings and all that stuff. And he had the best New England clam chowder I've ever had. And I'm not one for soup. He goes, you got to try the soup. It was like Coming to America. Try the soup, huh? Try the soup. All right, I'll try the stupid soup. I tried the soup. I put it in my mouth. I was like, holy shit, this is delicious. Yeah. So that's that. As far as tape trading goes, I never got into it. I wasn't part of the whole internet wrestling community in the 90s. I was just a casual fan. But I do have a ton of VHS tapes. There's a promoter or a former promoter, Jack Sabbath, here in New York. He used to run ICW, formerly UCW. And he has a wrestling store. And at the time, he had a bunch of VHS tapes. He used to give the boys all free VHS tapes when they came in. So he gave me a ton of VHS tapes, so a bunch of Japanese stuff, Hanson, Brody, Vader in Japan, all those great stuff, all the old Japan stuff, you know, from the 90s, New Japan stuff, all this cool stuff. And I have it somewhere in a box here. So
get this, right? My dad was a promoter, right? So we would always get loads and loads of tapes from people wanting to come in. So I would see like some of the shittiest wrestling you've ever seen in your life. That's some good stuff.
Gerardo Magno was the name of
Adam
Pearce's good check opponent. Magno.
Yeah, go watch that match. That's a classic.
It's not the guy I'm thinking of. I forgot the name of the guy, but
Magno.
No, that's the guy who he faced, but I must have been thinking of this other guy who won the good check and ended up getting arrested. Fuck, I forgot his name.
Oh, he's from Montreal.
What's his name?
I wrestled him. Fuck, French Canadian guy.
I'm trying to think now, because he was darker skinned, like he was like Hispanic or something.
Yeah, I wrestled him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got busted for selling. He was selling drugs.
Might be him.
Yeah, it's him. Yeah, he won. He wasn't supposed to win, but Flair made the vote. And
oh my god, that's right.
That's the one. That's the one. Him. Yes. Yeah. Fuck, what's his name? That's gonna bug me all night now. Chat, do your job. Please help us. We're relying on you, chat. Also, thank you, everyone. There's over 200 people in. If you can hit that like button, really appreciate it. Man, Brophy, thank you. Thoughts on Zayn not allowed in Saudi Arabia? Talk about Sami Zayn.
Hold on, I'm looking for this fucking guy.
It's one of them names, something Garcia or something like that. It's, what's his name?
Can somebody look it up in the chat, please?
I'm trying to think now. I want to get it before. I want to get it Alex before someone
Silva.
Tells me.
Alex Silva,
that's it. I knew something like that. There we go.
Yeah, he got arrested for drug dealing.
So what was the question about Sami Zayn? Why is he not allowed in Saudi Arabia?
Because he's Serbian?
Syrian. Serbian.
It's ridiculous.
Serbian, Syrian, whatever the fuck. And they got heat.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Two countries got heat.
Yeah.
Man, what are your thoughts on CM Punk turning up to Raw last week and then turning up to backstage at Impact at the weekend?
I think it's smart.
Plus, yeah. He went to a New Japan show, didn't he?
They?
Yeah.
I think it's a good negotiating tactic if that's the case. What do we say in wrestling? Never say never, right? So who knows? Mm-hmm. If he goes to WWE backstage, says hello to everyone, buries a hatchet, and all of a sudden the story gets traction. That's leverage on his part. He can use it to negotiate for AEW or help himself get back into the Fed or whatever. I mean, it is what it is. Whether it was intentional to do so, only he knows. And if it is, smart man.
Cool. He's definitely making peace with everyone. James, can you share the video shared on Discord? I don't know how to, Rex. I can download videos, but I don't know how to get them up here. So we'll try it next time when Jonah's back on. I might get a laptop this weekend. I might bite the bullet and get one.
Yes.
Get a new fancy mic. Get a fancy microphone and everything.
The chat can hear me perfectly fine, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Can you say me? Okay.
$400 Canadian. That's like 250 pounds. You get yourself a Samsung laptop.
Well, my clutch in my van's been getting sticky. I think I need a new chamber for it. A cylinder. It's getting sticky lately. Opinions on the kayfabe cousins, Maxine Dupree and LA Knight. Hypothetically, can't believe I read that correctly. If WWE offered you a storyline with them, would you do it?
So get this, GGP. When I won the tag titles in NOAH for the second time, right? That's when all of a sudden they changed LA Knight's name to Dupree.
Got it. Yeah, coincidence, right?
Coincidence. Sure. Yeah. Oh, that Maxine Dupree, she's pretty hot.
Oh yeah.
Isn't Vince? He really wants to do an incest angle, right?
She kissing, maybe my kissing cousin. we're caught up on Super Chats.
We are?
Okay. We are. Papa Don, let's talk Star Wars sequels. Are you a fan or you're not a fan?
Prequels? Absolutely.
Not prequels, sequels.
Oh, sequels. I don't hate them, but I don't like them.
I hate them.
I think the issue is, I mean, there's a lot of good points with the sequels. I think the issues with the sequels are they don't talk well to each other as far as the movies go. And the best analogy I can give is that if we watch the show Cobra Kai, they establish new characters without burying the old characters. They get the rub. Yes. They get the rub off the old characters while still maintaining the legacy characters' notability and drawing power. They didn't do that with Star Wars. In other words, they put, you know, they bury the old timers so they could try to prop up the new timers, and everyone got pissed that all the old timers got buried. And the one thing they wanted to see was the Holy Trinity all together, Han, Leia, and Luke all together one more time. They didn't give it to us. So it just they dropped the ball big time. They dropped the ball big time. And the fact that, I mean, we are recording tonight the New Force Order podcast, and we're going to be talking about this a lot tonight because a lot of new rumor, speculation, and news have been coming out talking about how the power to be, or the bookers over here at Lucasfilm, Kathleen Kennedy, doesn't want to use Luke Skywalker as a prominent character moving forward. The rumor is that she said to the Hasbro people, the toy makers, that he's a cobwebbed character. We're only going to use him sporadically for cameos here and there. Meanwhile, this guy shows up at the last episode of season 2 of Mandalorian and sets the world ablaze. And was on the episode prior to the season finale of Boba Fett. And because he left it on a cliffhanger with Grogu, almost 2 million people checked in to see what was going to happen. So the guy knows how to draw, and he's still the heart and soul in the face of Star Wars, no matter what happens. And they're not incorporating it properly, in my opinion. So, but we'll get more into it on the New Force Order tonight. So,
yeah, I'll check it out if ever you want to welcome me. I would love to, because I've got a million things to say. We'll get to this chats now, but honestly, this one scene, how I can destroy the sequel trilogy compared to the original, is just one scene and I can just rip it apart. But there we go. Renee, I'm guessing you're not a Star Wars fan.
What's Star Wars?
How
dare we go. Okay, next question.
Next question.
Punk probably went to Raw to visit his kayfabe daughter, Cora Jade, who had a We had a dark match last week. Did she get drafted?
Fuck, I don't know.
What does he mean by Casey? He has a daughter? That's legit?
I don't think so. I think, although, unless she's, I don't know how that's his kayfabe daughter. she likes punk rock music. She rides a skateboard. That's the only thing I can tell. She's the one who's dating the Steiner's kid.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's cute. How old is she?
22.
Okay, Noel Phillip is 45, 44.
Could be his daughter. Kayfabe.
Could be.
GGP's room puts these two rooms to shame. Next question. Wow. Why are you burying it? Why are you burying us, Sean? Why would you do that?
And he only paid $2.79? Prick.
Canadian.
Yeah. Canadian. That's like Canadian, $1 US. Prick.
It's like, hey, Sean, it's like I'm sitting on a $10,000 fucking recliner sofa gimmick. How about that?
I'm wearing a £9 t-shirt on Sports Direct. any fights between the Divas when you were there, Renee?
Oh, shit, yeah. I think Francine... Was Francine... Yeah, I think Francine and... they always had heat. The two ECW...
Tom Wright?
Yeah. I think there was always friction there.
Yeah.
And then I know a lot of girls had heat with Kelly Kelly because she was young. Right? Kind of like my situation. Because when she got there, she was like 19 or 20, right?
Yeah.
So just being naive about stuff, you know. Yeah. And then I know there's always, you think that the guys, there's jealousy amongst the boys, the women are even worse.
I think there was hate between Candice Michelle and Melina.
Possibly.
And they had a match and Melina didn't hold back.
Really?
Hmm.
Shelly Martinez and everybody.
Jacob Schnorr. I hope I pronounced that right. Renee, if you could go back and change anything about your WWE run, what would it be? Yeah, right. Yeah, that one.
I do a lot of things different. But I would have asked to fucking move back to Canada. Let me fly from Canada. As opposed to living in the United States. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? If I was able to have my off days in Canada as opposed to always being by myself in the United States and being close to my family, that would have been a big, big plus.
Did any of the Canadian boys do that?
Yeah, but it's just because where I'm at in the Maritimes, right? Flights are super fucking expensive.
Right.
And just the time, like, it just takes a whole day to get here, you know? But, yeah, if any way possible, I could have lived in Canada as opposed to staying in the States by myself all the time. You know what I'm saying?
Question for both of you. Charles, thank you. What's up, fellas? Thoughts on Umaga? Always thought he was awesome and underrated. Also, Renee, Who is underrated in your book is Ricochet's for him.
Ricochet's?
Yep.
You start off there, GGP.
Well, I wrestled Umaga. I wrestled him when after he got released at with that 3-minute warning.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we wrestled in a 6-man tag for Afa up in Pennsylvania for WXW at the time. Nice guy. Had a good match. Don't remember much from the match, except I was injured at the time. But other than that, real cool dude. No problems whatsoever. I thought his character when he came back as Umaga was money. It's a shame that he's, you know, he's not here anymore. You know, gone too soon, in my opinion. Yeah. Those are my thoughts. I mean, I can't speak about anything else because I wasn't on the road with them. But from what I heard, he was a good dude. And from my experiences, he was a sweetheart. So,
yeah, Eki was, my opinion, the best of all the Samoans was him. Yeah. Who was underrated? Paul London.
Yeah.
Yeah. Paul doesn't get enough credit for being fucking great. Guys like Stevie Richards.
Yeah.
Don't get their just due. There's probably more if I thought about it, but off the top of my head, those are the two I think of.
I think one of the most underrated guys from, I mean, before the 90s, you know, Brad Armstrong, he was definitely underrated.
Yeah.
Dude, what a cool, he came on the fake ECW roster. He was working with Rodney Mack.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, the funniest motherfucker in the locker room and just, being around him, like he made the locker room environment fun.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Champ, Renee, any memories from filming the SmackDown intro in 2004?
I think we're in California. Yeah, I think that's where we were. Or wait. Arizona? It was someplace hot. That's all I remember. It was like in a warehouse.
It wasn't Connecticut, was it? The WWE warehouse?
No. It wasn't Connecticut. It was either Arizona or California. For some reason, those two states pop up in my mind. And the video game recordings,
that was Cali.
Nope.
No? I remember Mondo telling me he was going to Cali.
Oh, that's the motion cap.
Yeah.
I'm talking about, like, you know, the SmackDown versus Raws where they were talking?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, those recordings were, like, in Cape Girardeau or something.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Going to do an episode there. Reviewing them soon. Watch along. Leafs or Oilers?
I'm not a hockey fan.
Rangers. And they just lost, so next.
Is that DMC? That's Dominican Republic, isn't it? I think.
Dominican Republic, yeah.
We're actually doing pretty well in Dominican Republic in the podcast charts.
Really?
We're like top 10. Yeah, we're top 10.
No doubt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Charlie Hawks. Where is fucking Charlie? Is anybody hear of him?
No.
No idea.
The last I heard, dude, he was booked in Australia. He no-showed. I messaged him, called him, nothing. That was months ago. Hope he's okay. I know he took that divorce from Jackie fucking hard, buddy.
Oh, no. I didn't even know that.
Oh, yeah.
That sucks.
Four she kids. Got... What?
She got remarried since and she's had a kid, or she just had a kid?
Yeah, she married a army vet.
Right.
Living in Charlie's house.
Oof.
4 kids.
Damn. That sucks.
He has to pay child support. Yeah. But Charlie's a good dude. I hope he's okay, man. If you're out there, Charlie, reach out.
I thought he was dating Santana's daughter. Or I guess they're not dating now.
They got the same last name. Oss.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, were they dating?
I think that they was dating. They had I remember seeing some Instagram pictures of them together. If it was dating, I don't know. I just presumed.
I don't know. I hope he's okay, but Charlie was always a stand-up guy. Always liked him.
Another underrated worker. My time is now.
All right, dude. GGP, see, I only heard stories of this guy. I never met him. You must have some stories about him.
Oh, low-key, yeah. I like Brandon. Brandon. I like Brandon very much. He's a cool dude. Low-key, on the other hand.
That's exactly what everybody says.
Low-key, I mean, no, I liked him at first. I mean, I don't hate the guy at all. Just a couple scenarios happened where, not to get into, because, people don't need to know the business, but one or two things were said, and I said something back, and we left it at that, but there's no heat between us whatsoever. Last time I saw him is he won the New Japan Junior title, and I texted him. I said, man, congratulations, dude. We're coming up in the doghouse because he was there with Homicide, myself. I said, anybody, when I think of junior championship, it was you. So this is this belt. I'm glad you won it, dude. You deserve this. And then he didn't respond to my text. So then when I saw him at a show, I said, hey, man, I text you. This was months later. I said, you have a new number? He goes, no, I got it. I was like, what, you too fucking big to respond? I'm like, is that how it is now? Okay. And I just walked away, and that's how it was. That's the last thing I ever said to him. No heat. I like the guy a lot. I think he's a phenomenal worker. Just, it's a work.
But that's the universal answer. I really like Brandon. Low-key, not so much. That's everybody says that. Okay, I got to go to the bathroom. We'll be right back.
All right.
Bathroom. We'll carry on our styles chat.
So what scene were you going to say about that you got to say?
Luke. And the fact that he was going to kill Kylo.
Yeah, I agree. But here's the deal. Someone said something, a writer, they were interviewing him, said, how can you fix the scene? And this was just pure gold. The whole problem with the sequel trilogy is the execution of everything the way it was done. Just like in wrestling, it's not what you do, it's how you do it, right?
Yeah.
That scene, if he would have done the force probe and felt the dark side like he did, and then they would have cut to a scene where he saw Kylo killing his own father, like seeing a vision in the future, right? But the future is always in motion, so it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to come true. If they would have cut that in there or spliced that scene from episode 7 in episode 8, and that's why he got mad because his best friend just got slaughtered by his son, changes the entire movie. Changes the entire movie whatsoever. That's all they had to do, but they didn't. It's the execution. And I'm with you. Luke Skywalker in that movie was not the Luke Skywalker that we wanted. Now, can he have gone to where he was and be the old curmudgeon, the disgruntled seasoned veteran that wants to be left alone? Yeah, but you got to explain why. There's 40 years of people wanting to see Luke Skywalker again, and you can't go from A to Z without explaining B to Y. And they didn't explain B to Y and how he got to Z. And that is the problem, the execution. Now, if they explained it, fine. My whole deal was they should have had it where his wife and child died in the hut.
Yeah.
That would really break anybody. And that explains why he wanted to be left alone just to die off. And that's it. If they would have done that, it's real simple booking. Boom. People would have been like, okay, understandable. No problem. But they didn't. And that one writer that said that scene could have worked if they did it like this, boom, gold. And the only other thing, because I didn't hate episode 8. I didn't hate it at all. I actually loved it when it first came out. Then I saw it more and more. And then I saw Mandalorian and I started seeing what really good Star Wars looks like. I started liking it less and less. They should never have faded him out at the end and killed him off, especially when they knew that Leia wasn't going to be there for 9. They should have just left him alone and bring him back for him to blow the comeback in episode 9. I mean, the movie was called Rise of Skywalker, and he stayed dead. I thought he was going to do like a Gandalf the White and come back and just...
Yeah.
And that's what they should have done. That's what everyone wanted to see. And they did it. And they screwed it up. So
the reason on my end, so like Luke through the original trilogy, the proper Star Wars, I love the prequels as well, but the original trilogy is for me. Like episode 4 is called New Hope. It's called New Hope because Luke Skywalker is New Hope. And Luke Skywalker, his biggest weakness, he saw the best in everyone. Like before Han met Luke, Han, at the end of the day, was just a smuggler. He was out for himself, him and Chewie. Till he met Luke, and Luke showed him, like, no, I believe there's good in you. I believe that you're a good man. You can help these people. That led Han to becoming, General Solo. Same with Leia. Leia, she was a proper little stuck-up bitch to begin with. But when she met Luke and stuff, she softened up. And Luke, after finding out Vader was his father, Vader, at this point, only behind the Emperor, was the most evil man in the galaxy. He's killed billions of people. Luke was still like, there's good in him. I still know there's good in him. This is a man who's killed billions. And eventually he managed to, persuade his father, be like, I'm your son. You should be a good guy. That was Luke Skywalker. So him just having some sort of a vision, thinking Kylo's going to be bad and attempts to kill him. That's not Luke. So that's,
I agree.
But it is what it is.
I agree.
But never mind. Jacob. Mama said, any Orlando Johnson stories from WWE or from his time on the Indies? Always thought he could have gone further had WWE creative tried harder.
Mama said no. Pussy is cool.
Ha!
he was set to get the big push, man, but
yeah,
was it Paul that said like he brought this young kid and asked for a draw for him, like he thought he was bigger than what he really was, you understand? Like he thought he was a top guy being able to like,
because he was friends with JBL.
Yeah. And because he's friends with The Rock. You understand? Strain.
What a strain.
Strain, guys. What's up, man? Yeah. He overstepped his bounds. Not saying that he couldn't have got to that level eventually, but you understand?
Yeah. Yeah, a good look. Matt and Brophy, who would you like to face now, Brock or Lesnar? I don't know what that means. Martin, you're a UK guy, you're tired.
I don't know. What pays better, Brock or Lesnar? I'll take the one that pays better.
More on the Jordan. Was Orlando Jordan losing to Chris Benoit in under a minute for like 3 or 4 matches a punishment because he got released the very next year?
Possibly.
He had that US title for a good bit, didn't he?
Did he drop the US title to Benoit?
I think so. I'm trying to remember who he defended the title against. He missed Mania, even though he's US champ. I think he defended against Heidenreich at Judgment Day. And then I think he lost to Benoit not long after. I think there might be the Fatal 4-Way match, but I know eventually he lost to Benoit.
When did he get released? 04?
No, because that was 05 when he dropped to Benoit. Must have been like 06 he got released. Cause he showed up in TNA in 2010 when Hogan took over.
Oh yeah.
That was a great gimmick.
Fucking A.
Squared lotion over himself. Stalking Rob Terry. He must have got released in like 06 or 07, and he had the Ultimate Warriors last ever match in Italy, which is so fucking random.
No, it was Spain.
I thought it was Italy. New Evolution Wrestling or something like that. I'm pretty sure it was Italy, Renee.
I'm pretty sure he was in Spain, though.
Right.
I heard they got great paydays for that. That's what I heard.
Yeah. They soaked the shit out of him. And then that same promoter contacted me because he wanted me to go to France with them. And then he offered me fucking like Brian Dixon payday. I was like, thank you. I heard like when they first started, Tess got a $14,000 payday.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
For one shot.
He's got any Brian Dixon stories you're willing to tell? What won't land us in a lawsuit or anything?
Well, there's a lawsuit going on for him?
We've always got lawsuits on the cafe. It's part of the gimmick.
Oh, no. I thought you meant there was a lawsuit with Brian Dixon.
Oh, no. Is there any stories you can tell what won't revolve in a lawsuit?
No, GGP. Dude, I could tell you some stories off camera about that.
Yeah, definitely. But I had a great time doing that three week tour in 08 because I met Nick Aldis in 07 in Harley Race's NOAH tryout camp, and yes. A couple other guys, the guy who plays Dexter Loomis, he was there. Another guy named Jason Anthony. Like, there's a certain guys that stuck out. We stuck out. We made it. They got picked. Allegedly, I was supposed to go to NOAH. Never happened. That's one of the instances. Everyone was coming up to me. Harley was coming up to me telling me, you did good, kid. And then Harley offered me an opportunity to wrestle for him. And I'm like, I would love to, but I got a family here in New York. I can't come move to St. Louis. If you could fly me in and out, I could do that. I can't afford that right now. All right, cool, no problem. But he did pick me to work his show Saturday, and I was the only one. Me and Jason were the only two guys that were picked to work an actual WLW show. And I wrestled, Joe Henning. I had a great match with Joe. Cool. So, but point being is, Brian Dixon. So I met Nick and his mates that came from England, hit it off with them big time. And then he's like, I'm going to bring you to England. All right, cool. We're talking via email. Dixon was down. He brings me in, did a three-week tour, wrestled a bunch of people. It was cool because Danielson was on that tour. Renee was on that tour. Gangrel was on that tour. Aldis was on that tour. Marty Skrull was – PCO was on that tour. Marty Skrull was on that tour. So it was a very big – you know, a lot of great workers on the tour. And I had fun working all the hall shows. I didn't do Butlins. I only did the hall shows. Right. So during the day, we go hit the gym, go hit Tesco, go get a Yop, you know, a little makeshift protein shake, and then go do the shows. And it was fun. It was a good 3 weeks, and got a lot of matches. Wrestled one of my favorite matches was with Robbie Dynamite. Wrestled him. That was cool. Didn't wrestle Dean. Wanted to wrestle him, but whatever.
Dino,
yeah. And that was it, man. Had a good time. Was supposed to go back a couple other times, but fell through. That was it, unfortunately.
I was there for 6 months, bro.
I know you were there for a while, bro. Oh. You made your mark.
So I was there 6 months. I got home for 2 days. I flew to Mexico. I did the big Arena Mexico show. Then I flew back to Canada. My dad ran a six-week tour. I did 3 weeks of it. Then All Japan called, and I went there for 3 weeks. Then I think I went and did those AWR tours, the France tours. Mm-hmm. That was pretty sweet. That was a busy fucking year for me, dude. Holy Christ. That was nonstop.
Hunter Hadziki. I remember I was at the NYWC show in 2008. I've done just lost his batch. I was standing there with my Pepsi. He knocked it into me. I was seven.
You deserved it, you little brat. That's what you get.
You scarred him for life.
Should be drinking that crap anyway. It's no good for you.
Renee, Favorite UFC fighter from Anakin in the chat.
I always like the old school UFC Kimo.
Kimo Slice.
Not Kimbo Slice, Kimo.
Oh, Kimo, it's a Kimbo.
Kimo with the cross. The cross. Yeah. I thought that was cool. I remember one of my favorite UFC tapes was David versus Goliath. It was like a compilation tape. I don't know if you ever seen that one. It was like the big giants versus the smaller guys. David versus Goliath. Yeah. I think it was this Brazilian fighter. He was against this other guy from like Alaska. They called him the polar bear. He was like 6'8", 400 pounds. And he was fighting this little Brazilian guy. And the whole time he would just stomp on his feet. And he ended up winning the match. It was cool.
Nice. Yeah.
GSP is still my favorite. One Boss One Gaming. Did Boogeyman eat real worms backstage?
I heard a story that, yeah, they were real worms. And he had left it in his bag for weeks on end.
The smell must be.
Yeah, and he opened up his bag in the locker room, or I guess the smell was horrendous. Yeah. Yeah.
So, here you go. Charles, Renee, is it true if Reddy didn't pass, it would have been him and Sean at Mania? Yes. If so, who would you have booked to win and follow up with a feud?
Well, I don't think Sean would have done the job.
Yeah.
No. But what a fucking match that would be.
Yeah.
Can only imagine.
Two of the greats right there, man.
Yeah. James, would GGP appear on an episode of Cinemax? Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah, you're invited. We'll find a film and we'll see what we can discuss. Hoping that me Nightmare on Elm Street episode out real soon.
When's the last time you guys had an episode out?
We're like a monthly show now. me and Paul were talking about it. Like, yeah, we're going to start putting these episodes out. We actually had a comment the other day. I was looking. Please don't tell me this podcast is dead already. we've got like over 800 subs and we've only put out like 4 episodes.
Gotcha.
And like every episode's got over 1,000 views. So, you know, pound for pound, we're doing pretty damn good. So we just need to beef up. We've got some ideas for the show though. So, yeah, stay tuned, everyone. Matt Escobedo. We might have another
guest showing up. It's a she. If she can get off work in time.
All right. Renee, how would you react if you see someone from the new talent use a French tickler? Oh, CDR's the best podcast, by the way. That's a great question, Matt. Renee.
I'd hit the ring. Gimmick infringement. Well, fuck, they stole my name.
There's a great guy that does it on the Indies.
Say it again?
Yeah, there's a Greek guy. He calls it the Greek Tickler, and he actually tagged us. I was like, you little prick. He's doing the tickler.
Hey, GGP, did you ever see that movie Sisters with John Cena?
No.
Where he plays a drug dealer?
Nope.
Google it.
All right.
Just look at my forearms and go Google John Cena in Sisters. Photos. Everybody in the chat, you can do the same.
He was funny in that scene, though, to be fair.
Wow, that's great, but just...
I see it.
Yeah.
That's stole your shit.
Everybody steals my shit, bro. Everybody. Fuck.
I'm feeling little AW Blood and Guts Detroit. It was $400 for second row facing the hard cam. That sounds pretty good deal. Or am I wrong?
$400 for front row?
Second row facing the hard cam.
Well, you could pay me $250 and I'll talk to you on via Skype. You should save $150. How about that?
$200. You can have the $200 tier, and for 3 months you can talk to us fucking three times a week.
There you go.
And we'll watch the show with you.
Yeah. All right, gentlemen. I got to bounce, unfortunately. Thank you for having me on.
Hey, man. Thank you. You're a lifesaver, bro. I appreciate it.
No worries,
you.
Bro. Anytime. Anytime. We'll do this again.
Yeah, man. You be safe. You too. Hey, you want to plug anything before you leave?
Yeah. Saturday, come check us out. Great North Wrestling in Ottawa. Google it. Great North Wrestling. Come watch me smack around Black Lightning Josh Prophet, whatever his name is. No, Jeremy Prophet. And watch me bring the Canadian Heavyweight Championship back to a real country, Greece.
Oh, wow. Got some heat there, boy.
Listen, right, bro. If you think Trudeau is a heel, wait till you see me and Ben. We're going to tear it up. Later, right. Guys.
Good luck, guys. Take care, man.
Peace.
Right on. And then there was two.
How big of a heel is Trudeau at the minute?
Oh, he's not very well liked. My mom likes him.
What's that? What side is he? Left or right?
He's a liberal.
Left then.
Whatever. Do you want to, what's this? Opinions on Orange Cassidy. Have you met the man behind the gimmick and thoughts on the gimmick overall? Listen, dude, if he can get paid, more power to him. All right, the business is so exposed. I mean, Jesus Christ.
He's crazy.
36,000 tickets pre-sale for fucking Wembley Stadium. And they're 4 months out. You're doing something right.
Yeah. I've been harsh on AEW. It's just that I was hoping for something better. But whatever they're doing, the fans are loving it. And if they've sold that, then they're doing really, like I said, if they do sell out Wembley or close to it, I won't criticize them again because that would be a big accomplishment to do so. But Orange Cassidy, I didn't get it at first, but the fact is he got the gimmick over. I don't know. It's not as over as what it was. I think that a lot of that had to do with Jericho kind of dragging it down. That's my opinion personally. But he's doing well, and the fans love him. So what do I know?
Like, I didn't want to even watch Dominic Mysterio wrestle just because of the way he looked. But since we did the watch along, I saw him in the ring. He can move. He can go.
Yeah.
I just wish he looked more like an athlete. That's all.
Are we turning babyface now, Renee?
Huh?
Are we like starting to turn babyface?
Who?
Me and you. Us, the cafe.
No.
Are we kind of turning? Yeah.
Shoot straight.
My time is now. Hey, Renee. How scared were the Tyrant to go to Iraq? Afghanistan for tribute to the troops. And were there any who refused to go? RVD's got the best story.
Yeah, RVD didn't want to go. I said, I told Johnny, I don't want to go, but if you need me, I'll be there. And of course, I was there. Yeah. Was it scary? No, I had a broken nose, a fucking concussion. I got food poisoning. It was my 21st birthday. Because I got food poisoning, Bradshaw was fucking on my ass. Big Show took a loaded fucking gun, stuck it to my fucking head. That's an uneasy feeling right there. When someone puts a fucking loaded weapon to your fucking head, that especially Big Show, whose fucking fingers are the size of a fucking...
Yeah, his finger could barely get in the thing. Size of it, slightest bit of...
A little bit of a pressure there. Yeah. You don't stick a fucking gun in someone's face. So, yeah, did I have fun? No, it sucked. Anyway, next question.
Renee, has Light Resistance ever wrestled each other? That's a good question. I've never asked you that.
I wrestled Rob Conway in OBW.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
I never wrestled Sly. A promoter here wanted to pull that off. You want me and Sly to turn on each other and have a... And we said no.
Do you reckon we'll get the reunion this year, maybe, or next year?
As soon as I get my waiver, the promoters want to book it, but I'm not going out of my way to try to find bookings, that's for sure.
News would cut it across Europe, especially France.
Well, we already did it years ago. Sold out every major arena, Daddy.
WWE has been in France this past week, and it's weird. Baron Corbin, he never gets that much of a reaction, but in France, they fucking loved him. They were cheering hard for him. Honestly, he put a video, he's like, thank you, France. Like, he was amazed. The French fucking loved him. I don't know why.
Oui,
oui. Raw coach, yeah. How was interviewing John McAfee, you looking back? Who's that?
John McAfee. Who's that?
I did. Sorry. I know Pat McAfee.
Oh, wait. That might have been for Papadon.
All right.
Because they had that conspiracy horseman thing.
Yes. Now I know. Yeah, that's right. We'll ask him next time. That's probably... I've got some more here. Thoughts on Gunther, a.k.a. Walter. Dude has been on fire. He's the best wrestler in the company, in my opinion.
Yeah, he's a total package.
Yeah, them pictures of him when he was younger to how he looks now, I'm like, man, that guy got himself in shape, and he's getting rewarded for it.
Yeah.
Thunderstorm. Oh, you got Power Rangers. Speaking of gimmick infringement, we'd love to hear Paul's thoughts on Nathan Frazier ripping off his entrance, ring attire, and high-flying moveset. We'll ask Paul when he's on the show.
Who's Nathan Frazier?
I think it's someone in NXT. Only problem with them NXT, a lot, they all look the same, so I can never tell them apart.
Right.
Like, except Bron Breakker, because the guy's a fucking beast. But besides that, everyone else does look the same.
Well, Quincy Elliott is pretty unique.
That is true. Gerardo, how big of a donation do I have to give to see a French tickler? $200 on the Patreon.
Gerardo, as soon as we make the payment to where I send you that robe, I'll give a French tickler for you, pal.
Very good. Oh, do you know what I found out? For people who are interested, you can actually give year-long subscriptions to the Patreon.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so if you guys are interested, I'll try and work some price plans out, and if you sign up for a year, then obviously we'll give you some sort of a discount. So I'll look into it. But yeah, I was going through it the other day when I was looking, and you can actually offer like one-year memberships. So yeah, we'll see what we can do.
We'll look into it.
Yeah, definitely. Where is Jonah? Jonah's with his family at the minute, enjoying himself. So, yeah, thank you, Jonah, for setting the stream up.
What are you trying to say? This is not a fun time, huh?
No, it's not. I love you really, Renee. You know that. To go over these, and we are caught up. Did you say someone's coming on tonight?
Tracy Wayne Gacy, remember her?
Oh, hell yeah.
She said she's at work, but she wants to hop on if she can. But I'll try to
tell the stream.
I sent her the link. What?
Tell the stream while she's at work.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. She can come on. She can. If she's not, whatever. Let's see. We'll go for another 20, 30 minutes. Charles, you've been great tonight, pal. I messaged Gangrel, actually.
Oh, right.
He's seen the message, but no reply. Does he still have his podcast?
I think so. You know what it is, Renee? Honestly, like, a lot of these podcasts, and even when I first started, a lot of them comes and goes, and you don't realize that they've finished.
Really?
Yeah, and, like, and because, I'm like, I love Gangrel. I was always a fan. I can honestly say I never really checked out his podcast. That was the thing. So I couldn't tell you if it is still going, but some people, they try and make an effort, but it soon disappears. So I couldn't tell you if he's still got his or what.
Dude, he had a fucking sweet studio too. It's like gothic, and he had his own like gothic host.
Yeah.
It was like really fancy. Looked really fucking cool.
Well, I'm hoping to get my studio done this summer.
Yeah.
So, can they get a laptop first?
Yeah.
We'll see. Matt, thank you, Matt. Renee, if everything would have worked out for you in 2011 with WWE, did they have any plans for you, feuds or storylines? Good question, Matt.
Yeah, they're going to bring me back on top. That's what Johnny told me. Who was on top? Cena, obviously, right?
Be Cena. 2011. Yeah, Cena.
Orton.
Yeah, be them too.
I would have been right up there in the mix.
What could have been?
C'est la vie.
Someone said that he is still doing fanging and banging.
Fanging and banging, yeah. Fanging and banging.
Jim Dornette's lawyer. Lawyer. Behave, I'm watching. Paul Kenny's been getting a lot of hate on the Discord group, by the way.
Dude, he gets good numbers, man. You know that other guy that stole your gimmick, calls himself James here?
Yeah.
He had him on with Vince Mantel. Huh?
He pretends to be English as well.
Everybody rips us off. At first it's flattering, and now it's fucking annoying.
No, that show does really well, because I've been looking across the board, like a lot of channels, not just wrestling channels. There's like a movie review channel I love called Deck of Shadow. His numbers has dropped significantly as well. I think across the board on YouTube, a lot of people's numbers are dropping.
Really?
Yeah, there's even some wrestling podcasts. I'm not going to name names. But where they wasn't getting great numbers before, now they're just not getting anything. And these are like Hall of Famers as well, like these podcasts.
Like they were on TV as like this Monday.
Yeah. You know who I'm talking about.
I haven't been on TV in like 18 years, folks.
Yeah, put that into perspective, by the way. Like, and I'm not saying we're the best podcast out there. We are. But, like, I see a lot of these podcasts and, like, Hall of Famers and, like, people who's been prominent on American television for the past 20 years, and we're out doing all of them, and I'm like, well, we must be doing something right.
I think it's because I haven't been overexposed on TV. All those guys are overexposed.
Could be it.
And plus, they're held back. They can't say certain shit, right?
That is true. Yeah. Like a lot of people still, yeah, that is true. Yeah. Which, would have loved to have seen Renee feud with the likes of Sheamus, McIntyre, Barrett, Miz, Ziggler, and Kofi, etc. in 2011.
Could I make money with those guys?
Yeah.
Okay. Ring the bell.
Someone's talking about the other James saying his production quality is good, so Yeah, but he's got the personality of a wet blanket, I'm afraid. So, no offense. What flavor fake juice do you like, Renee? Next question.
Next question. This is watermelon, I think.
Right.
Yeah. Good stuff.
It's never appealed to me. Smoking.
Well, I used to chew tobacco, right? I started
Yeah.
chewing tobacco. Well, I saw the older wrestlers doing it in the locker room when I was like 13. So then, and then, yeah, when I came back to Canada, because like in the States, you can get a can of like $5, right? But then in Canada, because we have free health care and tobacco causes cancer, it's like $25 to $30 for a can of chewing tobacco now.
Wow.
And then I went over to Europe. Well, England, they don't have chewing tobacco over there, but I'm still addicted to
That wasn't.
nicotine, right? So, same like in Japan. Like all the wrestlers in Japan smoke.
Was watching a video today while I was listening to some podcast at work, and because smoking culture over here has dropped significantly since the 90s, obviously. People's rather vaping or they're just not smoking now. But it's still pretty massive in China. Like the amount of people that smokes, it's still like, and you know, like them, like, sorry, like, you know, them great brands. Well, not great, but you know, the expensive brands. Like it's still like really quite high in China, which I was surprised with.
My wife went to Hong Kong, like this is years ago, and the hotel she was staying, there was free cigarettes, like in the lobby.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Maybe population control, because there's like billions upon billions of people, right? They had that one child policy that just finished, remember that?
So I'm interested in that. So I heard of the 1 year, the one child policy. Is it true that they had to get permission to have the child before they could just have a child? Is it something like that? Like they had to go through paperwork, stuff like that?
I don't know, I'm not Chinese.
You traveled across Asia.
Never been to China.
Reminds me of that movie. There's a movie, Christopher Lambert, called Fortress. It was out years
Yeah.
ago. And you only allowed one child. And like Lambert and his wife, I think they lost a child, but they had one child. But because she was pregnant twice, they tried to lock her up over it or something like that. And in the end up, they locking him up in this like big prison they call the Fortress, and he has to try and break out of it. It's years ago. I watched it as a kid, but it was something like that. It's an interesting film.
You want to bring up the Patreon so we can advertise it, promote it?
Yeah. I did have to blink. It won't paste now. Ah, shit. Ain't pasting.
Okay,
Where is it
well,
now?
champ, thoughts on WWE Junior Weight Division in 07? Who was in it?
Cruiserweight.
Is that Paul?
Paul, Keo, Jimmy Wang, Spike, Chavo, Cash, Hoovy. Few people.
Well, didn't they bring back the 205 Live? They tried a weekend of like live events. It lasted 1 weekend and they exited it.
Shit the bed. I'll tell you what the biggest problem why it couldn't get over in today's day and age. So back in the mid 2000s or back in the Nitro era, the reason the cruiserweights got over was because they was the only guys on the card that was doing the high spots and the flips. But now they try to bring back 205. But the thing is, you've got people like Seth Rollins, for example, who's diving over the ropes and doing flips. So when you got these guys who's slightly bigger, like Rollins is, he's tall, but I think Rollins like 215, if that. And there's other people that does their moves anyway. When you've got people of them size doing their moves, what's the point in having the cruiserweights? Because no disrespect to the cruiserweights, that was their thing, but because everyone else is doing it, what's going to make them special?
That's it.
unless you Rey Mysterio and you're just, you know, a once-in-a-lifetime generation wrestler. Yeah. It's hard for stand out as a cruiserweight.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Speaking of apes, there's a program. Netflix has completely run out of ideas. There's a show on Netflix called The Antiques Vape Show. And they're having a look at, like, all the original vapes and, like, giving them valuations and stuff.
I think I might have seen that. I don't know.
Yeah, it came up very recently. I was like, well, I'll fucking know that I'm already. Matt, thank you again. You've been a trooper tonight, Matt. Thank you very much. Renee, 2011, I would have booked you to interfere in the John Cena main event with a suit and a mask on. A suit, I'm guessing you mean a suit. And would have beat the crap out of Cena. Reveal yourself doing the French tickler. Imagine that pop.
It can still be done, can it?
Win that US title, turn it into the European title. Instant heat.
Instant heat. What do we got coming up?
So we'll announce it now. We've got to announce it. So next Monday is going to be our last Monday episode on YouTube. Then from going forward, it's going to be Tuesdays. So basically, next Monday we've got Joe Giovanni, so that should be a good one. Are we doing this Friday, or are we going to start doing them on Thursdays now?
I don't know. I don't know. Because if we do it on Tuesday, Wednesday, is that enough time off, or what do you think?
It's basically a 5-day podcast now, isn't it?
Monday Raw review, Tuesday YouTube, Wednesday AEW review, Thursday live YouTube, then Friday SmackDown review. Holy shit, this is turning into a full-time job.
Yeah, man. I don't get time for TV anymore. Like, the only time I watch TV is when I'm editing and I've got something on in the background.
Yeah, but you don't do the reviews or the watch longs.
Did it last night?
Yeah, it's true. Well, we got to do the classic pay per views too.
Yeah, I think we'll be doing Rumble 91. Everyone, if you want to vote for our pay per view watch alongs, join the Patreon. That's an exclusive poll. Yeah, we need to do that. I've recorded the top 5 countdown, so that should be out this week. I'm just editing that at the minute. And we've got some other stuff coming out. And got some fewer ideas for some other stuff as well. But yeah, like, we do 5 days a week now. And well, there you go. This weekend, me and Jonas doing the Backlash watch along, I think. So, yeah, we'll see. So, yeah, are we doing this Thursday? Are we going to start doing Thursdays this week, or it's up to you, your boss?
Yeah, fuck it. Let's do it Thursday.
Right. So, basically, right, so from today, Friday shows and leaving the Thursdays. I'll put on the community tab. Next Monday will be our last Monday episode on YouTube, and then that will be with Joe Giovanni. Then moving forward, they're going to be on Tuesdays. Waiting to get some confirmation for some other guests, so sent out a shitload of invites, so should be getting some people on soon. And yeah, and we're just kind of pulling stuff on the Patreon at the minute. So everyone, one of the best things about the Patreon is actually the Discord group, because a lot of yous love talking to each other. We see it in the chat all the time. So the fact is, we've created this space where yous can actually interact with each other. And there's also some days where me and Jonah, we actually open the voice conversation so we can actually talk to yous. So that's what me and Jonah's been doing lately. So it's been great. So want to sign up, please do so. And, you know, even for the lowest tier, you get access to our Discord group. And I promise you, it's worth it. Everyone's saying Joe Giovanni was hot. He was. Still is. Charles. Do you want to see a few MAGA last man standing match? Lost Gem. Oh, yeah, that was at the Rumble. That was a great match. One of the most underrated Cena matches. I think it's in his top five. Did you catch that, Renee?
No.
So but essentially, Umaga was on, because Umaga debuted attacking Flair, and that was his first pay-per-view win. And that whole year he went undefeated. And he faced Cena for the title at New Year's Revolution, and he lost that one because of a roll-up. So they had the rematch at the Rumble, which that was Rumble 06, I like to believe. And they had a last man standing match. And the way Cena won it, the top turnbuckle came off and the rope became slack. So he got him in like the STF, but like he wrapped the rope around Umaga's neck. And Umaga like tapped, like basically passed out, and that's how he won, like last man standing match.
Isn't that how Brian Danielson got fired by choking Justin Roberts with his tie?
Yeah. So, yeah. Justin Roberts is someone I would like to get on the show, because I've never read his book, but all it is him burying Triple H.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Like, Triple H made his life hell. Like, in his, according to him in his book anyway.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, like he does not like Triple H at all.
Wow.
Why is today's wrestling like a bad comedy?
36,000 pre-sold in Wembley. That's all I gotta say. That speaks for itself. But here's the thing. That's the first time. What are they gonna do?
Yes. It's going to be, because if they are going to sell tickets, it's going to be on the first day. It's going to be interesting how many people buy, because when is it? End of August? So they've got, how long have they got now? We're in May now.
Four months.
June, July. Yeah, say 4 months. Most of the tickets will get sold will be on the first day. So they filled one third of it. It's going to be interesting how many people buys the tickets now over the next few months. It's doable.
If they beat Clash at the Castle attendance, that's going to piss off Vince. Like, oh my God, he is going to be hot. He doesn't like to lose at anything.
No, well, they're running London in June, I think doing the O2 Arena, yeah. Money in the Bank.
Right.
And Money in the Bank is one of the top five pay-per-views for him. But Money in the Bank, someone told me in the chat, I don't think it's a big arena at all.
Why?
Well, might be like 20.
Didn't I?
Yeah.
It holds about what, 18?
About that. I was thinking about that, about 18, 20,000.
Yeah. Next question.
James, can you also review old Raw and SmackDowns? I'm currently watching Raw 1998 at the minute. I'm enjoying it, but I will say Raw 1997 is probably my favorite Raw year in history. It's just great. Matt, thank you again, Matt. Renee, we know one of Muhammad Hassan's masked men was Falfinus. Do you know who the other four were?
Shit, I don't know. I don't think I was on the SmackDown brand then. I think I was on Raw, right? Yeah. Yeah, because when he was doing his thing, they kind of brought me down. Same type of character, same type of gimmick, right? Yeah.
Do you think I'm trying to think if they've done a hot foreign heel in WWE? They don't really do the foreign heel anymore, but do you reckon that would still work in WWE?
The sensitivity of this day and age, I don't know.
Because I've heard people talk about the Hassan character, and people's like, if he debuted today, he'd be a babyface.
Probably.
Yeah. Same as Goldust, because you know Goldust when he first debuted, the whole gimmick was, is he or isn't he?
Right.
Like, if he debuts today, he'd be like, no one would take any notice. You're like, oh, yeah, that man's cool.
Right. Well, not necessarily. Look at that Bud Light sponsorship.
Oh, yeah. Shit. How much money have they lost? Fuck.
Billions.
I know. Not millions, billions.
Yeah.
That person is the face of so many things at the minute. It's like, you know that, maybe it's Maybelline. I think they're the face of that. I forgot what else, but it's got so many endorsements, and I'm like, why?
C'est la vie.
Cody Duffy, don't get burned out, guys. Keep up the good work. Oh, thank you.
I'm burned out.
When did you get burned out? First episode?
Yeah, first week.
I think the time when you really got burned out was when you was in Japan, early hour shows.
Holy fuck, dude! We had to tape like a day after, like I had a big match. And it's like, oh, there's no way I could do that schedule and do like this.
Nah.
This is a lot easier on my body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The time's now. You've been great tonight also. Hey, Renee, any crazy stories of fans asking you for an autograph at airport or hotel?
Yeah, one time this guy shows up. You remember at the La Resistance, we had like the jackets, yep, like the frills. He shows up with that, like in full gimmick. And he wants to be my tag team partner. And I had to sign like my action figures. But yeah, he showed up in full gimmick with like a Napoleon type fucking hat. And, yeah. Asking me to put in a word for him.
You should have brought back Frenchie Martin as your manager.
Right?
That would have been great.
Oh, you know how Frenchie got fired?
How did he get fired again?
You know the carousels with the luggage?
Yeah.
Apparently, he got on one of those and started running like... Yeah, and I guess Vince saw him and fired him.
I've got the other airport story. Sean Mooney told me this one.
Okay.
He would walk around the airport and he would have like this big suitcase. And he would target like these people. So he would normally be like an elderly woman or like nuns. And he would walk in front of them, drop his suitcase, and it'd be all like these big rubber dildos comes out of it. And they'd be like, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. See, and all these old women be shocked.
That's funny. You're not destroying anybody's property. You're not, you know what I mean? That's funny. That's a funny rib.
I'm going to have to reach back out to Sean Mooney, see if I can get him on. Because he was great. He was one of my favorite interviews I've done. Him and Todd Pettingill, they were two of my favorites. Renee, what was it like doing the voiceover work for the SmackDown Fee Raw games?
Easy money.
Less bumps. See, I've got another one off Charles. You guys are truly awesome. I love you, Courtney Fan Tool.
What? Courtney Van Tool?
Yeah.
You're awesome too, Charles. Thank you for the support, pal.
Unless there's someone in the chat with that name.
Yeah.
Let's see. Cool. Yeah, we're caught up.
We're all caught up.
We're all caught up.
All right. So we were going to see each other tomorrow night for, you want to put up that Patreon link again?
Yeah, give me 2 seconds.
Yeah. So for everyone who isn't on Patreon, James is going to put up the link. It's the $10 tier, and you can watch AEW with us tomorrow night. Ben Hamim will be our special guest. There it is right there. And, yeah, we're going to have a lot of fun because, yeah, we do watch the show, give our opinion, but we also chit-chat along, and you can unlimited questions are asked during the Patreon.
Yeah, so in the Patreon, you don't send in super chats. So once you're a Patreon member, just type in your question and we read them all out, or most of them anyway.
Yeah, yeah, and we'll give you in-depth answers, and it's a lot of fun. And we can get away with shit on Patreon that you can't get away with on YouTube. So it's a lot more, there was one last question about Rod Imer.
And also, the $100 tier bracket, originally that was for if you subscribe to that one, you could join us on the Raw watch-alongs, you could be part of the show. But now we've tweaked it, so you can actually have your pick of what show you want to join us with that week. So if you can't make it, if you don't want to join us for a Raw watch-along, you can actually be part of the show on the AEW watch-along or the SmackDown watch-along, for example. So that's been tweaked if he's interested. JD, did you ever work with Dan Rodheimer?
I never wrestled with him, but I hung out with him. Really, really cool dude. Really nice guy. He was set to have a major, major push, man. And after the Benoit thing, adios, he left too.
Was that why he left? Yeah.
He left shortly after I did. I remember he was there the last day. And yeah. And now I think he's a career politician or some shit.
Yeah, he was cool too.
He was really smart with real estate, like flipping houses and stuff.
Yeah. A lot of wrestlers get into that, I've noticed.
It's real estate's a great fucking investment, dude. You know? A lot of guys would invest like in tanning booths and fucking supplement stores. And listen, everybody needs a place to live. So, apartment buildings, buddy. You start with a duplex and you build your way up. So, anyway, with that being said, tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Eastern, AEW Watch Along, only on Patreon. And for everyone else, we'll see you on Thursday.
Thursday.
All right, mesdames et messieurs, je vous remercie et bonsoir.